This is claimed to be the world's first truly commercial pocket television. It's being launched by an English company in London today, in America later this week. There's £1 million gone into the research and development for this model. £650,000 of that comes from the National Enterprise Board. So this is one of the things we hope will be making money for Britain abroad this year and in years to come. Whether it does or not, you can at least say that it works and that it goes into your pocket.
It's a multi-standard set, probably any one that is. It'll work on the US, Japanese, continental standards. Just about any country that has television, you can use this set. And it covers all the bands.
Well, do you think the businessman's going to use it, or will it be with the trannies in the park?
Well, I hope in the parks they use an earpiece which cuts out the speaker, but I'm sure it will be used in parks, though I think the businessman is probably one of the most important customers in the first stage. He can carry it wherever he goes. He can use it in his hotel, on a train, in a car. An ideal means of keeping in touch.
Well, now, is it going to be a gimmick or a status symbol or what?
I think it's a very serious product. Although it's a two-inch picture, sounds small, when you see it, it's perfectly clear. You can see as much detail just as clearly as you can on a full-size set at home because it's closer to you. You're watching it about this sort of distance.
Is there a secret in this?
There's nothing that can't be copied now that it's available. It's been secret up until now. But, of course, it's a great deal harder than it might appear, and there's a lot, indeed, to discover about it. The integrated circuits are completely radical. They're our own design, but also the tube is completely new, and so are the tuners. There's hardly a part in it that isn't completely fresh.